Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome. Justin Rosado, who is the son of a friend of mine from way back when, is here with us. Bill and Lotus are here with us, the newlyweds. Cricket the pup is here. We're all here, worshiping the Lord. We're missing a few, yeah, but we're here. We're here. The ones that are here, correct? We are here. It's important that, you know, if we're going to come, we should be here, right? We should be here. And we're here for Him, right? For our Lord, who we love and who we adore. As the angel said to Mary, the word of the Lord will never fail. Never fail. Never fail. And so that's what we stand on, is that His word will never fail. We don't look at circumstances and say, well, God's missing it. We look forward to what God's going to do. That's just, I mean, we can worry and fret, or we can praise the Lord. I love how the Lord works in our lives. I just do. And He never ceases to amaze me, and sometimes He does a pretty good job of confusing me. In, you know, which direction are we going to go? I knew exactly where I was going till I sat down to the computer. And I knew exactly what scriptures I was going to use until I sat down to the computer. And I went to find the scripture that I wanted to use, and I wasn't finding the scripture. I had written it down right in front of me in a journal. I had looked it up. I had it on my phone. My keyboard did something different. The scripture that I had right before me moved. The scripture that I had written down moved. I did what the Lord wanted, and everything was back where it belonged. But it was what He wanted to use, not what I wanted to do. I had a thought, and then He had a different thought. We had the same thought, I thought, from the time that I got up. We were talking about the same things. But apparently, you know, God can shift. And so He shifted. I can't complain when He shifts. It's okay. I never know for sure anyway. I'm just going to go along with Him. We wanted to talk about His word never failing. We wanted to talk about what keeps His word working for us. His word always works. But we keep His word working for us by submitting ourselves to His word, by seeking Him and finding Him, by adjusting if He wants us to adjust. He knows another way. I had a dream, and I'm not a dreamer, but it was a dream that I was paying attention to, and as I was paying attention to it, I was seeing things in the dream that were coming to my mind spiritually, and then I was still dreaming, I was still sleeping, but it seemed like I was trying to figure out the dream while I was sleeping. But I was sound asleep. But I was seeing things and feeling things that the Lord might have been feeling at different times in his life. And in this dream, there was some kind of a contest, and that contest was people were climbing big trees in a big forest and getting to the top, and I don't know, maybe it was a little bit like Hunger Games comes to my mind, where it was like the scores were being written. I don't know what it was about, but the thing was, is it seemed as though I had organized this contest or whatever it was. And so I was going along with it, and I guess because I was a supervisor or something, I had climbed up several times, and there were big, big trees. And then it was like there was an arena, and then I got on the tree and went down from the inside. And I got to the bottom, and I was going around, and I was missing. The people were missing me. I was right there. But they were looking for me. I was the one that organized it, but it was like they didn't hear me. And so they were all at a loss because I was missing. I wasn't missing. And as I'm going through this, I'm thinking, you know, Jesus came, and he was the one for everything, and they wouldn't hear him, or they wouldn't see him, or they were talking about someday he'd come, and there he was. I don't know why the climbing of the tree, well, maybe the tree, maybe Jesus didn't climb the tree, they put him, I don't know. I have no idea, but as I was walking around like that, I was thinking, this is exactly what we put the Lord through when we don't acknowledge him. When we may not, sometimes I think we don't even make a conscious effort to ignore him, we just don't look for him. We get distracted. We can get distracted. I was a little distracted while I was trying to find what I was trying to find to do this. And while I was trying to figure out, okay, Lord, what are you doing? And you know, I know better than to... It's okay if I do that, but I know better than to do that. It's better... I don't need to wonder about it. I need to just follow him. See, I didn't... My thought is that I hadn't figured out that dream yet, so I wasn't going to talk about that dream. But perhaps God was saying, you dreamed because I wanted you to see this. It was such a weird feeling to be there and have people saying, we don't know where he went. You know, God speaks so clearly. He speaks clearly in his word. Sometimes it's not so clear to our hearing, but I mean, he speaks. And if we are just yielded to it, you know, we look as the angel told Mary, the word of the Lord never fails. And, okay, I guarantee you there were a lot of things that had to go on in Mary's life that were like, this is something. And then she sort of got into it. She pondered those things and she thought, this could really be something. And then she watched it and it really was something. And then she watched it, and it was really something. She didn't need Simeon's words to come to pass, as he said, it's going to pierce your heart. Do you ever feel like there's some things that the Lord says that you would like to shelf, table it? That couldn't be. The word of the Lord never fails. I don't know about you, but when I hear something from the Lord that is not overly comfortable, I don't sit around and look forward to it. I trust Him that He is going to be able to keep me through it. I shared before that there was a time when Vicki was pregnant with Josiah after we'd had Michael, and the Lord had shown her Michael, and so she knew Michael before Michael was born. And then she's pregnant with Josiah, and when there were things, I said, well, Lord, you've always seen us through everything. And the word that came to me is, well, what if this is a worse situation with Josiah? And I just quickly said, well, you'll see us through it. I didn't have any idea. But I guess it was worse, all right. I don't spend a lot of time at the cemetery, but yesterday Michael and I went for a tour to see everything, and I thought, well, Josiah's stone is there too. But in both of those instances, that could have been, should have been, not necessarily the way you write your own story. In both of those things, God was so good. So good. So good. He was so good that the troubles that were in them were just there. But they weren't, I don't know, they weren't significant. Because God's more significant. And anything else that ever comes up, I just remember how significant God was then. He never fails. He never fails. Friends can fail you. Spouse can fail you. Enemies can fail you. Lots of failing things can come at you, but they are nothing compared to the significance of God. And so we ought always to praise the Lord. Continuously. Let your praise be continuously in my mouth. You don't have to feel like praising to praise the Lord. When you know that praising the Lord will make you feel the Lord's presence. And if you know that praising the Lord will make you feel the Lord's presence, you can certainly try it more than once, or more than twice, or more than three times, or more than five times, or more than 10 times, however long it takes for you to recognize that He heard you the first time. And if we know that He hears us, then what should we do? Praise the Lord. Just praise the Lord. What do people who love God do? They praise the Lord. They do John had Jesse Duplantis up there on the screen. That reminds me of Jesse, who said, when you get to heaven, you got to be careful what you say. You say praise the Lord and the place explodes. You know? It isn't just a, oh, praise the Lord. It's like, wow, that's a great idea. It's like the angels continue to say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. And if you think about it, it's inspirational. When you don't know, you have thoughts like when I was younger and I wondered how fun heaven can be, you just walk around saying, holy, holy, holy. You know, it's like, how long can you do that? Forever. Forever. You know? Like I wrote in there, you know, well, you can only praise the Lord so much, and then you got to go fishing or something. You know? Praise the Lord while you're fishing. Praise the Lord in all things. If Vicki and I aren't seeing eye to eye, I need to praise the Lord. She doesn't need to hear anything else that I think. What was that?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. My wife says amen. Yeah, I mean, do any of you ever say anything that really wasn't necessary to be said? You know, we do. If you don't, pay more attention to what you say. Because I suspect that everybody says things that they didn't need to say. Thinks things that they didn't need to think. You know, didn't need. You know, I can't fix everybody while I'm driving down the street pointing out their errors. I can ignore them, not and hope they go away, just ignore them, like, because why should I get myself in a bad way because of something that I can't change anyway? But we can pray and we can praise the Lord. That's what Christians ought to do. And We should take the Lord at His word. We should take what He speaks to us when we look at His word. And when we jot something down, there's a reason that we jot it down. Because God's speaking something to us. I don't know always what He's speaking to me. Really. But this particular part of that verse speaks to me. What's really interesting to me is when I write it down and I wrongly write down where I found it. And I look at what I wrote down, where I found it. I look at what I found, and I find sometimes that I wrote down a good reference that somehow ties together with that. So, God makes wise the simple. He works with us. But it's important. It's important that we consider the things of God. We come here to consider the things of God. We come here for God to speak to us. I'm confident that oftentimes God speaks things to people that I never had a thing to do with. That I never said. That His Spirit moving says things to us in His presence. You know, it isn't a big deal to me if you don't hear one thing I say as long as you hear what God says. I wanted to sing this morning and we didn't sing it. Open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain. Let it rain, Lord. Let it rain. You know, people are talking a lot about rain now. They're focused on rain now. We need rain now. But I wasn't nearly as concerned about it as when my wife, who hears things that are just amazing, because the weather guy on Kelloland said, people are saying this is like the dirty 30s, and he said, it's actually worse. I always imagined that the dirty 30s were awful. I mean, there's dust, but we got a dust bowl below. But now you consider that statistic, and I don't know what to do with myself. No. Pray for rain. Open the floodgates of heaven, Lord. Let it rain. Rain down. Rain down. Whenever we need rain, and whenever that rain is not happening, then I oftentimes will pray, Lord, show them that you are Lord. And let your faithful people have harvest even without rain. The Bible says that there will be a difference. I'm reminded of the missionary story of some people that they had a large garden and they were growing and they were having a harvest. These Christians were having harvest, and the people didn't necessarily like the Christians, but the Christians were having harvest, and the people came and said, well, could we, you know, go with it? Sure, go ahead, you can have this section. And they got a harvest too by being near them. But the Christians just kept getting a harvest. They just kept getting a harvest. The other people got a harvest, but still the Lord showed that he was the Lord. We can trust the Lord to show that he is the Lord. We don't have to know how he's going to show that he is the Lord. We just can trust and declare and decree the Lord will show that he is the Lord. Even so, Lord, let it rain. Even so, Lord, hear the prayers. Today in Washington, they are dedicating our country to the Lord again, 250th anniversary, and they are dedicating the Lord with the same prayers that were prayed when they came and started the whole thing of the United States. Do you know what a amazing. It had to be God. How in the world would this have happened without the Lord? You know? And I don't particularly care for the speed bump that we hit for a while there, but I love the Lord's repair. I love it. And I think, isn't it wonderful that we are going to pray as a nation? And of course, there's going to be people protesting that we would do that. And I have some ideas of how the Lord could show off and convince them, but that's up to the Lord. You know, we have thoughts. We can have, we can run them past the Lord. Just the fact that I would think that he could do the things that I think tells me that he is God. But it's our part to do our part. It's our part to do our part. We do live in paradise in the middle of South Dakota. We do. And a lot of the stuff that goes on out there is just out there. That's it. You know? It's going on, but it's going on because they're out there. But for us, we don't really notice all those awful things that everybody else. Of course, we're not dumb. We're not blind. I know gas is more than it was. And you know what? Every time I fill up, I'm so thankful I can fill up. You know? I'm not thankful sometimes about the way some of the pumps work and how they don't do what I want them to do. You Not every gas station that has the sign on it that does what it's supposed to do for me on the sign does what it's supposed to do. I had to drive off twice on the way home from Brookings from the grandson's graduation celebration because it didn't do what I wanted it to do. But that doesn't matter. There'll be one that does. But the thing is, our part is to do our part. And as followers of Jesus Christ, the most important part that we play is to praise and pray. To keep the praise going. God has everything figured out. We can praise Him. We can encourage Him that we trust Him. He likes that. He likes to be trusted. He likes, amen. Go, Lord. Amen. You alone, Lord. Amen. Jeremiah 30:24 says, "The fierce anger of the Lord will not diminish until it has finished." That rhymes. "Will not diminish until it has finished all He has planned in the days to come." I'm glad the Lord's not angry at me. He has plans. When I'm reading Jeremiah or Isaiah or the prophets or the kings or any of that, and I see what happens when the Lord gets angry, I'm glad that He's not angry at me. I suspect that He's got some angers for things in our nation. And that anger will not diminish until He's finished with all that He has planned in the days to come. What am I going to do when He does the things He's going to do? I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to praise the Lord. Because we ought always to praise Him. I'm going to praise Him for comfort. I'm going to praise Him for protection. I'm going to praise Him for direction. I'm going to praise the Lord. I finished writing that, and it says to me, now I don't know if this was, "You will understand all this." I don't know if that was in the verse or if that was the Lord saying to me, "You will understand all this." I thought, I don't know that I want to understand all. But if I will, I will. If you will, you will. But what will we do when the glory comes down? We will praise the Lord. What will we do when there is despair? We will praise the Lord. What will we? We will praise the Lord because the joy of the Lord is our strength. I like that. I want to be strong. I want to stay strong. And so I want to do what will do the best. I will weep with those who weep. I will do whatever the Lord says to do, but I will not stop praising the Lord. I will not stop trusting the Lord. I will use David's line that says, "What's wrong with you, soul? Who are you to be concerned, Roger?" I'll just praise the Lord. "What was I thinking?" I'll just praise the Lord. Amen? Just praise the Lord, folks. Just praise the Lord. That's what we're going to do, Lord, forever and ever and ever. And so we're going to practice until forever, giving you the glory that is due your name. Just giving you the glory. Trusting you. We're going to keep our heart and our minds in your word. We're going to keep your promises on our lips. And we are going to behold the goodness of God in the land of the living. Isn't that what it is to be close to the Lord? Thank you, Father. In the wonderful name of Jesus, amen. 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 Hallelujah.